And there's big news in Red Sox Nation. Big Poppy is going to Cooperstown.
This is David Ortiz.
I'm calling you from Cooperstown, New York. But you know that the baseball writers have elected you to the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yes!
Yeah, that's right. Red Sox slugger David Ortiz was elected to baseball's Hall of Fame yesterday, the only player this year to be elected on the first ballot, the game's highest honor. The Dominican-born Ortiz led the Red Sox to 3 World Series titles, including the big one in 2004, which ended 86 years of heartbreak and frustration for the Red Sox. Chad Finn, sports columnist for the Boston Globe, joins us now. Chad, good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Anthony.
So tell us about David Ortiz. What made him so great?
Well, a lot of things. I mean, he had kind of an impossible charisma about him, just drew people toward him, and you felt like you knew the guy even if you never actually met him. If you watched him on TV all these years, he felt like somebody who was as connected to the fan base as any Red Sox player I can recall. But beyond that, he's the guy who got the hit in the big moment that Red Sox stars in the past never did.
He really was the supreme clutch hitter, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. I mean, he's the guy probably more responsible than anybody else for breaking that curse in 2004 when they won their first World Series in 86 years. He had extra inning game-winning hits in games 4 and 5 of the ALCS against the Yankees. And he's the guy who gave Red Sox fans hope and actually delivered that hope. And we've been waiting for him for generations to come along.
Tell us about that game 4 of the 2004 American League Championship Series against the New York Yankees, because the Red Sox appeared down and out. There was lots of late inning heroics. What did David Ortiz do to turn things around, turn the history of the team around?
Yeah, down and out. They were devastated the year before the Yankees beat them in Game 7. And that was a really likable Red Sox team. It felt like if that team never couldn't win, then no Red Sox team would. And fast forward to the next fall, they lose the first 3 games of the ALCS to the Yankees. They lose Game 3, 19-8. It just felt like it was over. And they never quit. And Ortiz embodied that, delivering the winning hit in walk-off home run in Game 12 to give you a little glimmer of hope. Game 4 to give you a glimmer of hope. And then Game 5, walk-off single that suddenly made the series 3-2. And even the most cynical Red Sox fan at that point could start talking themselves into believing, well, if this happens and that happens, maybe we have a chance here. And as it turned out, they had more than a chance.
Now, Ortiz on his way to the Hall of Fame, Barry Bonds, who hit like something like 200 homers more than Ortiz, is not going. Roger Clemens, not going, one of the great pitchers of all times. This is all about performance-enhancing drugs, right?
It is, yeah. I mean, there are some voters who lump everybody into the same category. He used PEDs, or he's suspected of using PEDs, and therefore I can't vote for that guy. But the truth is, there's a lot of nuance to it, and you have to do your homework and research. David Ortiz failed what was supposed to be a private test in 2003. May have been for not even PEDs, and baseball gave him clearance on that. There's a book about Barry Bonds, Game of Shadows, that lays out everything he did. So,
well, Chad Finn,
just different levels.
I got to jump in because of the clock. Thanks for joining us. David Ortiz on his way to the Hall of Fame. Chad Finn with the Boston Globe. Thanks so much.